Bobby Bones, everybody.
Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
Come on, Bobby.
Yeah. Good morning. Welcome to the show. Morning, studio.
Morning.
If you want blue eyes, you can get them. Did you know that?
Well, yeah, like with contacts?
No, medical procedure.
Oh.
They can turn brown eyes blue. It's a 20-second laser procedure, and it eliminates, like, the melanin.
Ever makes your eyes brown?
I don't know, man.
What? That's, I'd be too scared that it's going to, like, ruin my vision.
Yeah, well, that to me, the laser on the eye is not a crazy thing. Like, Lunchbox got LASIK and loves it.
Well, yeah.
Best thing ever.
It's just the color changing because it's not proven.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Yeah,
I know LASIK works, but...
Kyle in Springfield's on because the big hot topic yesterday was Eddie left his 4-year-old in the car and just forgot about him.
Yeah.
I know.
Not a good feeling.
Not a good feeling.
Mm-mm.
So, Kyle's here to make you feel better. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
What up? Thank you for calling. What would you like to tell Eddie, our esteemed producer of 2 kids?
Eddie, you are not a bad parent by any means. I've left my son in the car at least 3 times.
That's at least 3 times.
Listen, these child locks on these doors are absolutely ridiculous. My kid's 5 years old to be able to get out of the car by himself. But the child locks, I keep forgetting.
Hmm.
Absolutely ridiculous.
I don't know about this.
I do have one quick question, though, because I was told to keep it short and sweet.
Wait,
you
Kyle,
guys go to work in your pajamas?
Wait, Kyle, hold on. I got something to say about this. Your kid's 5, right?
Yeah.
Shouldn't he be able to be like, hey, Dad, don't forget me? Like, shouldn't you be able to, like... like
you think so. Just like Eddie said, there's, like you said, self-sustaining. You'd think they'd be like, yo, pop, you know, bang on the window, something. Nope. He sat there and played on his iPad.
Huh. Hmm. All right. Three times.
So I came back to the car.
3 times, though, Kyle.
3 times, man.
All right. All right. What was your question? Go ahead, Kyle. I'm sorry.
Do you guys go to work in your pajamas? Because it's so early in the morning.
It is.
You actually get dressed up.
It is. It just depends. Amy usually comes in dressed up anywhere from a 7.5 to a 9.
Yeah.
What?
It's true.
Like, that's
a true statement.
I, depending on the day, sometimes our producer, Morgan, one, will be like, be camera ready. And I don't know what that means. I'll just, like, shave my neck or something. but sometimes I come in sweats and sometimes I don't, depending on what we do. Lunchbox wears the same stuff every day. So there's nothing different for him. So it's just around the room, kind of. Like, I'm either really dressed up or not dressed up at all. Lunchbox is always the same. Amy's always dressed up. So it's pretty much there.
Gotcha. All right, guys. You guys have a good day.
Hey, thank you very much, Kyle.
Bobby Bones. Recognizing people doing cool things. It's ICU.
To Austin Wells, I see you. LaPorte County Deputy Austin Wells pulled over a driver for speeding. And he goes, ma'am, I'm in it. And she's choking as he walks up to her. She was going 70 in a 45. And he was like, all right. She's going a little fast. Goes up. She's blue. She's doing that thing with her hands where she's like, yeah, breathe. And so she's 65 years old, pulls her out of the car, gives her the Heimlich, and boom, it was a nut that was lodged in her airway.
Oh, my goodness. So she was just trying to race to get somewhere so she could live.
Yeah, I think she's just freaking out, trying to get anywhere. And so he still gave her a warning. Now, let's say he didn't give her a ticket,
but he
still gave her a warning.
Yeah, you still got to be safe even if you're, like, choking.
I don't know about that. I don't know.
I mean,
as soon as a nut flies out, I think I don't give. But he saved her. Paramedics arrived. She's all good. So, anyway, that's cool. I see you, Austin Wells. I see you.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Big 3 stories.
It's producer Raymond in San Francisco. Buildings were evacuated after a reported gas leak. There was a small explosion. It's the College Hill neighborhood. It's been taken care of. Everything is fine now. In Colorado, 3 schools were closed after law enforcement learned of a threat discussed on Snapchat. Luckily, no bombs were found. The Telluride schools are open today. And finally, in sports, that NFL fight between Aqib Talib and Michael Crabtree. You saw it all over the news. They've been suspended 2 games for the brawl.
Yeah!
Bobby Bones
Show.
The weirdest things make Lunchbox angry. Or at least they tilt him a bit because he was at a restaurant and they were like, hey, you know, you can buy the meal. You can tip the server. You can also buy a round of drinks for all the staff that's working there. It says that on the menu, right?
At the bottom of the menu, it says, hey, if you enjoyed your experience, make sure you add an extra $10 to buy a round of drinks for the staff at the end of the night. What? What kind of crap is that? All that is a scam to get more tip. That's just an extra, because let's say
it is a tip. That's true. They're not hiding that.
But
though.
They're not going to buy drinks for the staff. Let's be real about that. They're
How not going to. You don't know that.
Okay. Let's say throughout the night, 20 people do that out of the whole restaurant.
Yeah.
That's 20 drinks per person for the staff. That's a drunk staff, and you're not doing that. You're just giving them extra money to go home. I thought that was the most ludicrous thing I've ever read in my life.
You, well, of all the things you've read in your life, now let's not do any hyperbole here. Of all the things you've read in your life, that's the most ludicrous.
Yeah, let me buy a round of drinks for the staff. Charge you an extra $10. Come on.
They didn't charge you, and it was optional.
Yeah.
And it was
well,
like,
if they want to buy the staff a round of drinks, why don't they buy the staff a round of drinks, take it out of my bill, not the $10 extra tip. I mean.
But you didn't have to do any of it.
They tried to scam me right there.
See, okay. He gets upset about the most ridiculous thing.
That's not a scam.
Oh, that is a scam.
They told
no,
you.
It's
they
optional. Are, no, how is it a scam?
Because they are lying to you. They are not really buying drinks for the staff. There's but no way.
Okay, but you really don't know they're not, is the thing. And who cares? If you're doing that, they might as well take the tip, too. Like, it doesn't matter.
Just say, whatever. I don't know. But they tried to scam me, and I didn't fall for it. They didn't get me.
Good.
Okay. I showed them.
Yeah, you did.
Why do you get so upset about those trivial things?
Why do you guys think that's trivial? You guys don't want to be scammed. I'm trying to look out for the public. This should not be happening.
That's Luda.
Chris.
What's your dirtier, gas station pumps or the toilet?
Oh, the gas station pump.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Here's the thing about toilets. I've said this before many times. Toilets, like people go, we tested the toilet seat. Think about your butt cheeks just for 1 second. They're not that dirty. Your butt cheeks aren't dirty.
Mm-mm, pretty clean.
Yeah. So your butt cheeks, unless somebody's peeing on it, but then pee's not even that dirty either.
Sterile.
Actually, yes.
Actually.
So, but gas station pumps are disgusting. Millions and millions of, and then they list it, and it's basically every gross thing you could possibly think of.
Yeah, they don't get cleaned. Toilets get cleaned all the time.
They never
you
get
can
cleaned.
Use a take a wipey with you in your car and like grab the
oh come on
it's
gas
like
handle.
The remotes at
hotels.
No,
yeah.
Don't touch TV remote.
So yeah. Gross
light fixtures don't touch yeah. Them
use, don't drink out of the coffee maker
use
either.
A sleeve
oh, guys, I don't with the hotel
and then I always tip $10 extra so
oh stop it
Bobby Bones the Bobby Bones Show.
Alright, time for the positivity on your Tuesday. Well, tell me something good time.
Tell me something good.
So after seeing so much food getting thrown away after weddings and events, there's this wedding planner, and she's like, okay, I'm going to save the food. So after everybody leaves, she gets food, bags it all up, and instead of throwing it away, they take it and they go to pantries and shelters and churches, and they take all this wedding food, and they donate it every time now. They can't wait for everybody to leave. Who wants what? They don't take the cake because, you know, they got to eat the cake in a year. That
yeah. Yeah,
but
yeah,
they
yeah.
Take the food and they donate it. She started doing this. And now they've been able to do it 50 times. So that's pretty awesome by that wedding planner. Amy, you're up.
So a miracle baby has survived, was born the size of a soda can, defied all odds, wow. And now is 5 months old and doing great. The mom has had to set up a GoFundMe page to pay for medical costs because obviously it's not really something they ever plan on doing.
Wow.
But doctors are calling the baby's progress remarkable. She's a miracle. Again, the size of a Coke can.
Wow. Man.
Teeny tiny.
Yeah, lunchbox.
There's this guy named Charlie. He lives in New Jersey, and he wanted to do something special for kids this Christmas. So he walked into a Toys R Us, and he paid $10,000 worth of layaway. Boom, said, here, just go ahead. So when they come pick it up, they don't have to pay anything.
Man, what? Imagine awesome. You walk in to pay. Because you don't walk in, as someone who used layaway a lot as a kid, you don't just walk in and go, I'll take my layaway, please. Layaway is one you just constantly go back and give a little each time. So imagine going in, not to get your stuff, but to put a little on it, and someone goes, hey, it's already been taken care of. You'd be like, what?
Yeah, Charlie K., that's pretty awesome. And he donated, on top of that, $2,000 to Toys for Tots.
And I hope people don't hear that and go, oh, that's just a rich guy, because he may probably is just a rich guy doing that. But, you know, you can do much smaller things, too, like $50, $20, like little things like that make a difference, too.
Bobby Bones. The Bobby Bones Show.
You know, something we didn't talk about yesterday was Eddie, and he let his 9-year-old go watch a movie. Except, if you remember, he was grounded from watching movies.
Oh, yeah.
But you let him because of what, the holiday?
Dude, it got me. All that Christmas music, all that holiday season and joy and all that, and show some grace. Like, I was like, you know what? He loves this movie. We all kind of want to go see it, so let's just take him out of his sentencing, if you will, and put him on probation, and let's go see this movie.
So I've got Eddie's 9-year-old reviewing Coco the movie, but how do we feel about him ungrounding his kid? Because I'm so against it.
So against it.
It's a terrible precedent.
He's about 1 month into his sentencing.
He's never going to believe
you.
Yeah. Like,
what
he's not
going
to take you seriously. Next time you try to ground him, he's going to be like, okay.
What's the next holiday? When's St. Patrick's Day? Oh, I'm good. I'm just saying. And our listeners can call, too, if they want. 877-77-BOBBY. You can tell me I'm wrong. I just don't feel like general... As a leader, if you don't do what you say you're going to do,
yeah,
there's no reason for your followers to trust you. And your son's a follower.
Yeah, I just wanted him to learn the whole thing about grace, too. Like, good behavior leads to...
So is he ungrounded now?
No, he's not ungrounded.
He just got lifted for a day.
Yes.
Okay. All that aside... Let's hear Eddie Jr., 9 years old, his review of Coco, the animated movie.
Yes.
We saw the movie Coco quickly. Tell me what it's about.
It was about this kid whose family banned music, but he wants to play music like his hero and has to get his dead family's blessing to go home and play music, but they refuse because they banned music.
Did that story remind you of me? Because, you know, I'm like Mexican and I play guitar and all that.
Yeah, kind of.
Do you realize that was our culture? Like, you're half Mexican, and so Miguel is like you.
Yeah, kind of.
So they play all that Spanish music. Do you like that music? Do you like that culture?
Yeah, kind of.
Did you learn any new Spanish words from the movie?
Chorizo, muchacho, chamaco, those words.
You like to time out movies. How long was the movie?
1 hour and 49 minutes.
Out of 5 stars, what do you rate it?
5.
What's the next movie that you're excited to go see?
Ferdinand.
When does that come out?
December 15th. Same day as Star Wars The Last Jedi.
Oh, boy. What a decision to make.
What do you mean, what a decision? He's grounded.
Yeah,
he's not
going.
What are you talking about?
No, that's next month, guys.
But how much longer is he grounded?
1 month.
Yeah, that's... No, that's
in like...
less than a month.
It's not till New Year's. Sorry,
dude,
I didn't tell him that.
He's locked out, dude. Dude, grounded.
I should have told him. I was like, what movie are you excited to go see? Ferdinand, sorry, you don't even see it.
Grounded. And throw him in his room. And no food for you.
Bobby Bones Show.
Bonehead. Story of the day.
This story comes to us from Sandy, Utah. A man was driving a stolen BMW when police tried to pull him over. He's like, man, I'm not going to stop. I'm going to run. I can get away. Starts driving about 15 minutes later. He runs out of gas. So police were able to arrest him real easily.
Is the moral of the story to check the gas gauge before you steal the car?
Yeah.
Or is it just don't steal cars?
Oh, yeah.
Always have a full tank of gas if you're in a stolen car.
Yeah. All right.
I'm Lunchbox. That's your Bonehead Story of the Day.
Bobby Bones.
Bobby Bones, everybody.
Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
Come on, Bobby.
This woman made a fake pregnancy belly. And then she snuck a bunch of food in it to the movies.
Oh.
Nice.
That money?
I mean, people are going to some extreme lengths to avoid paying the super high prices at the movie theater.
So expensive.
I just had never heard of the fake pregnancy belly.
Yeah.
Because it is quite the hole.
So how'd they bust her?
They didn't. She put it up.
Oh.
Because, again, you can't work at the movie and go, ma'am, let me see under your stomach.
Right.
Uh-huh. Like, you can't.
Oh, yeah, that's so wrong. Yeah, you can't. Right.
Even if it was a square.
You gotta let her go through.
So she posted up, and she had a bowl she filled with candy underneath her sweatshirt and then put the thing over the top of it. And so, but, I mean, movies are dying anyway. Prices of things are dirty. Who wants to go sit in one? I wish these Netflix shows that have series, you know what I wish they would start doing?
What?
They would have their series, for example, Stranger Things, which I just can't get through right now. I've watched 5 episodes and I...
Really?
Eddie, I just can't.
Yeah, me neither. And
you
I
too?
Watched the first
what?
One like so fast.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm
almost done.
Whatever.
You're still not done?
No, but that's just time. Not that I'm not interested. I just haven't had time.
You go play golf. You do all kinds of stuff. You have time.
I know, but movies are different.
Okay, well. Yeah. I wish they would make the series and then make a movie at the end of it. Like a feature length, hour and 30 minute movie.
Of what you just saw.
Yeah. Like I watched,
a recap?
No, a movie.
Like a total different...
Like Entourage, you know, but they put it in the theaters. Netflix should start to do that. Make a series, and then, boom, put out a movie. That's... Anyway, okay, so I'm too progressive for you guys.
I'm not following your progressiveness.
I need to get out of this business. I'm too progressive for this stuff.
Yeah. You're going to have to further explain that.
I'm going
to
talk about that later. I watched The Punisher. It's fantastic. And not only that, it made me socially conscious more than ever about the difficulties vets have serving in war and coming back and getting back into society. And it was the first time anything has shaken me like that. And I was, because I was so invested into the movie, and I was like, wow. And I've met a lot of vets who, and I understand the struggles, but I don't really, because I haven't done it. You know how you, like, you know it, and you see it, and you hear it, but unless you're involved in it, you really don't know it. And I still don't, but I watched The Punisher, and I was like, wow. I mean, it really opened my eyes.
Oh, I don't really know what The Punisher is, so yeah.
It's a Marvel. Like, he was in the war, and he came back, and they killed his family. And so now he's out to avenge, that kind of thing.
Got it.
But I'm telling you, would you agree, Mike D?
Yeah.
Did it make you look at it differently?
It's crazy, yeah.
I mean, it's crazy. And I was like, man, like, my heart just hurt for people that go and they spend their life serving and doing things they're trained to do. And then they come back and they're just trying to find their place.
Mm-hmm.
So, but I thought the series was, not to get sad, but I thought the series was fantastic. It's violent as all could be.
So I wouldn't like it.
I think you'd still like it, Amy.
Oh, really?
You would just turn your head.
Okay.
It's very superhero-y, though.
Yeah. Not really my thing.
Yeah, but he doesn't fly, though. That's a good thing. He does a lot of shooting, you know? Okay. Anyway. Get your bones on Bobby Bones Show. Yesterday, Amy gave us the update that she thinks that her kids will be here in America between December 10th and December 24th. Do you still feel that way?
Yes.
Okay, I just wanted to make sure. Is there any other update?
Not at this moment.
No update.
Okay. No update right now.
Yeah, maybe later in the show.
Okay. We're waiting. She's looking at her phone all morning long.
Yeah.
A listener is very, one specifically, is very, very invested into the story. Because I think she'd had, we don't know her, right?
No, her husband just sent this saying that they got out of the house and she had one too many drinks. And then she watched a video of me with my kids in Haiti and she's a little tipsy.
Here's the video.
Why are you crying?
Because Amy deserves her children. They deserve her.
You okay?
That's passion.
Yeah. Wow. Driving home after, you know, night out.
To be fair, I'm that way sober. When you guys aren't around.
You are?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
Yes, I am.
Okay.
Let me say this, Amy.
What?
As someone who's met your kids and spent a couple days with them, I do feel like I can say this. You're going to have your hands full with those two.
Oh, trust me, I know.
Why do you say that?
Woo! First of all, just watching the Insta stories, like things like hand dryers. I was watching Amy's Insta story. Yeah. And her...
Oh, I'm installing one at my house.
Her son is... Yeah. How old is he? Six? Seven?
He's seven.
Seven?
Mm-hmm.
He is fascinated with these hand dryers. Secondly, and I scolded Amy on her Instagram. I sent her a message. Because she was talking... She was like, hey, no more phone. And her daughter, who is... How old?
10
goes, no. And then
she
Amy,
put her hand up like times
and then
the
Amy,
hand.
And then Amy just starts laughing like,
that is so funny.
And so I was like, that's you're sending positive reinforcement to negative action.
Yeah.
I was like, that's, and Amy's like, oh, it's just kids being, I was
listen
like,
to Uncle Bobby. He knows.
You're absolutely
so cute. Like she, but, I tried to talk to her.
No,
but
you're not her best
up.
Friend.
Yes.
Okay, fine.
This
I'll
is gonna be a problem
later.
Yeah. That's the thing. I'm gonna figure it out later. Yeah.
It's awesome. I'm like, okay, talk to my hand.
He's gonna be easier.
I don't know,
because laughing and taking things in and smiling and dancing. She definitely has like. And because she's had to grow up and be a caretaker, she definitely has an attitude about her.
Mm-hmm. Oh, she could survive on her own right now. I'm convinced 100%. She could probably win the show Survivor. She could.
She probably couldn't do that.
No, she could. She'd get alliances. She'd do the whole thing. Like, she's got it down.
She doesn't know English well enough to do that.
Okay,
but
whatever. Haitian Survivor.
Okay. Haitian 11-year-old Survivor.
Yes.
But she's 10.
Obviously, I'm being sarcastic, but I just feel, I'm just agreeing with you that, yes, like, she's going to be a handful.
It's just, I watch his videos, and I'm like, man, they don't even know what they're in for.
No, they have no idea.
Like, as far as the pressure of running water. They're not used to that kind of stuff until you get to a hotel.
Yeah. Like, and then it's even that. Like, wow. What we consider to be warm water, my son starts freaking out, like warm, I'm not talking hot. And he's like, hot, 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 because he's only used to cold water.
Because they don't have anything that heats the water.
And then, so I have to put it on like cold, and then I'm trying to help him bathe, and I'm like freezing cold. So, but we'll see.
So, but in this conversation, has there been an update?
Let me check. Hold, please. Let me go to the, nope.
No update.
No update. All right. So there you go.
But later in the show. The Bobby Bones
Show. Let's go. All right, our buddy Kip Moore is here. I got a question for you. Because the last time we were talking, you were in the studio, we were talking about what the next single will be. It's now it's Last Shot.
Which yeah.
We both had a different song in mind whenever we were talking. Because I was like, man, I love Blonde. And then you were like, you thought it should be the name of your tour.
Plead the Fifth.
Plead the Fifth.
Yeah.
And it's neither one of them. Yeah. And so I was like, next time I talk to Kip, I got to feed. And it couldn't be The Bull because we're talking about other radio stations.
You
so
know
all
what,
that happened.
They promised me we're going to come with that. Like okay. Before the end of this record, they promised that they're going to let me put that out.
Okay. Tell me about why Last Shot. Because
all right. So Last Shot was almost the lead single. And that was one of the first songs that I turned in that was on the very first recording session for this record. And it's just been the one song throughout the record that has constantly stuck for everybody, that it hasn't had a burn factor. And for me, like, I got out and I started on this tour, I started playing all these songs live. And The Bull, of course, does what it does. I mean, I knew what was going to happen. But when I've been hearing the crowd, how loud they've been singing Last Shot back, I was like, maybe I need to rethink putting this out second. So we all got together and we were like, let's try to go with this because it feels like it's having the most impact out here, and then maybe come with The Bull after.
I'm gonna play in a minute. How's how was Thanksgiving, by the way?
It was great. My sister had a baby. She wasn't supposed to ever have kids, so she's paralyzed from the waist down. So she had a baby the day before Thanksgiving. So I went down to Savannah, and she was in the hospital there. So hung out with mom and brother, and the other part of the family was kind of scattered. So I'll see them over Christmas.
Oh, congratulations!
Amazing, yeah,
uncle.
What's wait? Are you the first time uncle?
Mm-mm.
Because
I've got two older brothers and three younger sisters, so everybody's been having kids lately. So I'm.
Hey, you got none that
I'm
you know
last
of.
Last man standing over there
that you know of. That you know of. Little bearded 6-year old's gonna walk out and be like, yeah,
bearded yeah.
The little bearded 6-year old with a
like
surfboard.
A
yeah, yeah. yeah. You'll be like, Daddy?
Oh, no.
He better have an athletic walk. If he doesn't, I'll be like, that's not mine. Yeah. That has nothing to do with me.
Oh, no.
Okay. Man, look at this guy. And then for Christmas, you going back home?
Yeah, I'll go down to South Georgia. I'll go down to Tifton for Christmas. And then the day after, I'll bounce to Costa Rica and go surfing.
That's what I was going
to
say. Like, you go warm and warm.
Yeah, I'll go surfing for about till February 15th. So
you go
check out.
You don't get bored for that long?
Bobby, I love it, man.
I know, but like I love pie, but I can have like three pieces.
I think surfing and eating pie is a little different. But no, I'm telling you, man, there's something that happens to me when there's a certain cliff that's out in Maui that you hike down to get to this certain spot. And I don't think there's anything that brings me more joy on this planet than hiking down that at like 6 a.m. There's something when the sun's coming up, man, and it's kind of brisk, and you're seeing those waves pump in. There's just something that happens, man. You know, I rode about a 9-foot wave, the 10-foot wave, which is the biggest I've ever been on the last time I went, and feeling that barrel go over the top of you, and you make it through the end of it. I don't know if there's ever been a more exciting moment in my life. I'm serious. Like it was just the elation that came out of me when I got done. And my buddies all kind of hooting and hollering, man. It's I can't get enough of it.
That's it, huh? Oh, so I have Christmas coming up. I don't have nowhere to go. I was thinking about maybe going like somewhere warm. I don't know. I surf though. I'm somewhat athletic. Can I pick up like get like a 1-foot wave maybe?
But I mean, like just because you've never like just
no, it's
I,
not the never done
yeah,
it
like,
thing. But
try
it's,
it, man. It's
but I'm, I'll be by myself.
I mean, you don't have to be. I mean, I leave the door open to all, like, everybody just kind of comes and goes. I got all kind of buddies that just kind of come and go.
I'm not going to your cliff and mountain. Hey, Kip, it's Bobby Kip. Remember me from Nashville? I'd like to surf with you a little bit.
I'm just telling you, man, I leave it open and there's so many people that come.
All right.
Yeah, so I'm just,
You stay in a tent or what?
No, but there will be nights where I'll camp out, yeah. But I mean, I've got like a little, I get a small little kind of bungalow there. And then I just, you know, if I go to the other end around Hana, I'll end up camping out, you know, and I'll just kind of stay there for a night or two. If the waves are good, then I'll come back to the place.
Hula dancing?
No, no, no hula dancing.
All right.
That's
all right.
That's at the resorts. Well, that's where Brett Eldridge is probably staying.
That's not, hey, listen, that probably where I would stay. Yeah, I'll go over with Brent. We would hang out then.
I got to give him a hard time because he was talking about going. I was hitting, you know. So
you don't think he can rough it?
I don't see Brett roughing it.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't either.
I don't, you know. Yeah. I see Brett, like, staying in, like, a pretty plush pad, you know. He's got Edgar there with him and,
Elvis,
you know.
Dog.
He's, yeah, like, they're, he's singing to Edgar in a hot tub.
The Bobby Bones Show.
You know, yesterday we talked about Thanksgiving a bit. I think we go a little further today where Lunchbox wanted to carve the turkey at his in-law's house.
Oh, no.
Because you're the man.
Yeah, well, I tried to let the dad know, my father-in-law know. I was like, look, you're getting older, you're about to retire, and I'm able to take care of your daughter, so I'm the man. Like, I'm the man that's going to be carrying on this family. I think it would be awesome if you let me go ahead and carve the turkey and take over that tradition.
Yeah, what happened?
And he goes, that's a hard no. He goes, when you're man enough to have Thanksgiving at your house, that's when you're man enough to carve the turkey.
And you said?
Okay, well, I'm going to go back in there and watch some football. I tried to take it over. I tried to slide in and let him say, you know what? Lunchbox has arrived.
What's the big deal with that whole carving the turkey thing? Because we hosted it last year at my house, and my dad was there, and my husband was there. Ooh. And my dad cut the turkey, and my husband was like, I mean, it's still a thing. A year later, like it's
oh,
still,
really?
Yeah. My husband was like, he had to pull me aside. He's like, he cut my turkey.
Can I say?
And I was like, what? He's like, this is our house. Your dad just cut my turkey.
I think that's a white person thing.
Really?
Yeah. I've never. I do. I think it's a ridiculous white person thing.
Well, I don't understand.
But there's some like, I cut the turkey, so I'm the man.
Weird.
No, yeah. No, it's like, this is my house. It's my turkey. I was like, well, honey. My dad I think he cooked the turkey. He goes, we cooked the turkey together, and this is my house.
Yeah, it's a nutty white person thing.
Wow. Interesting.
None of my friends of other races have this issue.
I've never had that issue.
It's almost the opposite. Like, I don't want to cut the turkey.
What?
Yeah.
My dad wasn't trying to take over cutting the turkey. My dad's a cook. That's what he does. He, you know, he's just doing his thing.
Yeah.
But I need to remind my dad, if we ever do that again, don't cut the turkey.
Hey, I think next year, it's you cut the turkey, you're out.
You think so? That's what, yeah. I tell him?
Tell him tomorrow.
I'll text him.
What?
Look, yeah. Next time you let me carve that turkey, I'm peacing out on your daughter.
Oh, oh wow.
Oh,
wow.
Come
on. Oh, you meant like on the holiday.
Yeah.
I thought you meant on his daughter.
On the marriage.
Oh.
Oh, okay. So what?
Get out of here.
Why'd your relationship end?
What do they call you? They call you Lunchbox?
Yeah.
They do?
Her mom does.
Oh,
that's
my
so
gosh.
Weird. So I guess a month or so ago, I got one of those 23andMe kits, and I spit in it. I didn't know what I was doing. You're supposed to spit in it and test your DNA. And so I spit in it, and I mailed it off, and it came back. It took a few weeks. And I found out things like I'm mostly white. Which, by the way, I don't think there's any
shocking
debate there. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm a little bit like sub-Saharan African or something.
That's cool.
Right? And so things like I'm not going to lose my hair,
which is
super
that.
Exciting.
Pretty awesome.
And I also have this thing called DNA. I didn't know how to do it, except just it tells me where I'm from. But there's this thing where you can unlock and give people access to know if they're related to you. And so it doesn't release any personal info unless you like agree to. It's like I got a request yesterday, and it was like, hey, someone's trying to reach out to you, a relative, and that shows you the percentage, their match. It was a second cousin who I'd never met in my life.
Mm-hmm.
So you want to hear the message? I got to leave the names out. I'm getting this yesterday. And by the way, I don't think they've paid a red cent to advertise on the show. I think they're going to, because I started talking about it, and then people started buying it, and they're like, we should advertise on the show. So as of right now, I don't think they're a client. But I do think they'll end up coming on. Because it was a fantastic thing, and then that's how we end up with most of our clients. We end up doing something. Yeah, just in full transparency to our audience. So, okay, here we go. It says, from a relative. I got this note yesterday. Hey, Bobby. I thought I would tell you a couple things to make things clear. My name is Johnny. Okay? Your biological father's mother and I have the same father but different mothers. I did the tracking.
Whoa.
It's my grandmother's half-brother.
Okay. Wow, that's close.
So my father is probably where you get your small percentage of African DNA. I grew up and he lists some people that are in my life or were when I was tiny. But he's like, congrats on your success, Johnny. And I was like, dang, a relative I didn't even know.
And you remember the people he talked about?
A couple of them, yes.
Wow.
But from when I was tiny.
Yeah.
Because I don't know my real dad. But I do know some of that side of the family a bit.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, he messaged me yesterday. It was crazy. And you're talking about somebody who does not know their... I don't know my family. Like, I don't know the history. I do now. I'm apparently white and African.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And so, anyway, that was neat. So, that thing... That's a cool gift. Two things. One, that 23andMe, and then I have this Garth Box set here. Look at this.
That's awesome.
The first 5 years.
The anthology.
The anthology, volume one. They're not paying me to talk about this. I just have it. And now I don't have a CD player's problem. It's got five CDs in it.
What's in there?
I don't know. I'm just going to hug it. I'm just going to hug it.
Garth. He, when you open it up, he comes out.
There are five of these that are going to come. Yes, he's hiding in the box.
Basically.
So there's that. You know, they announced that show. I told you the four. Where they get the four singers out there, and they're like, come to LA. We want you to host this show. And I was like, okay. It's going to be on Fox. And they're like, come, we're going to want you to host the show on Fox. I'm like, okay, great. I go out to Los Angeles, and they're like, you, okay. You have 10 million people to listen to you. And then you've done all the musical formats. You know all the music. And they're like, we got you. Unless Fergie takes it. Remember me telling you about Fergie?
Yeah. Yes.
You know, like weeks ago. And you know who took the job yesterday? Did you see it?
Yeah.
Did you see Fergie?
I saw it. Fergie announced.
Didn't you feel... Fergie. Listen, I'm okay. I got other irons in the fire that are...
Good.
Know, but,
yeah.
But didn't you feel like in the know when you saw Fergie was announced?
Well, yeah. I kind of knew that my buddy was out. It's like...
Trust me. I got bigger things cooking. Don't hurt for me.
Okay. Don't hurt for me.
Bobby Bones.
Here we go.
The latest from Nashville and Hollywood.
Amy's 30-second skinny.
Cole Swindell announced the dates of his first ever headlining tour. It's called the Reason to Drink Tour. It's kicking off in February. Lauren Elena and Chris Jansen are the openers. Dates and details are up at coleswindell.com. And the royal wedding, I've got some details about it. I think I know when it's happening. And then, so I think it's going to be April because Kate is due with her third baby like around March-ish, and they don't want to deal with, like, you know, her going into labor if they have a wedding anytime before that. And then, did you know that Harry is worth 10 times what Meghan is worth? So who pays for the wedding?
The taxpayers of the UK.
Oh, they do?
Of course. That's who pays for that whole thing.
They pay for the wedding,
they
too?
They pay for everything.
I know they pay for their whole life, but, I mean, as the traditionally in America, sometimes her side of the family pays.
What if the dad gets that call? hello. It's me, Prince Charles. And what's her last name? Mr. Merkel?
Yeah, Markle.
Mr. Merkel. Oh, I'm inquiring to ask if he'd pay for the royal wedding. Okay, he'd be like, what? What?
And Mr. Markle's like a chimney sweeper.
Yeah. Yes, dude. He's in Mary Poppins.
Yeah.
A chimney sweeper.
Chimney.
And he's living out like the ultimate fairy tale.
I like it.
Yeah.
And then he does a GoFundMe and then pays for the royal wedding. Yes, go ahead.
Okay, so think wedding April. So go ahead and black out your calendar, people, like just so that you're prepared to have a little party and watch it and stay up all night. And then I also got word that they're probably planning on a baby in the fall.
So I wonder if she's pregnant already. Any thoughts on that?
Ooh.
No, she...
Uh-oh.
She, I don't know.
Uh-oh.
I did see some rumors that they might already be married, but I don't think that that's true. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, they went to Vegas or something.
Oh, yeah. They went to the New York.
Bobby Bones, everybody.
Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
Come on, Bobby.
Let me crank up the band here. All right, band, 3, 2, 1, go.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas.
Thank you very much.
They sound good. Everyone.
Soon the bells will start.
So it's almost Christmas time. We're less than a month away from Christmas.
As the carol that you
and we on this show always do something for Christmas, regardless of what it is. And so this is what we're going to do as a show. We're going to all bring an idea tomorrow about what the gift giving should be. For example, last year was Cracker Barrel. And I got into so much trouble for doing that last year from like our sales department. Because apparently Cracker Barrel wasn't a client. Dang. And I don't think about that stuff. And they're like, you could have used whatever. And we could do that again this year because I like to ask forgiveness and not permission. But I would rather not. What should the theme be? Like, I have a theme my dad would like to suggest, but everyone will bring one tomorrow, okay? Theme should be, in my opinion, we draw names and you have to give them something you already own.
Oh,
what?
Wow,
something that you really love. That
it doesn't matter. Like, let's say I drew you, and then I have to give you something I already own. It's a Christmas gift, but that would be my.
That's amazing.
Or it can be something you make, or it can be something that is over. Yeah, I mean anything you want. Bring your ideas tomorrow. Okay. All right. So there's that. Band, 1, 2, 3, 4.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas.
Tomorrow at this time.
Soon the bells will start. And the thing that'll make them ring is the carol that you sing right within your heart.
Let's go to the morning corny. Da 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 da. Ready?
The Morning Corny.
What do you call an old snowman?
What do you call an old snowman?
Water.
That was the Morning Corny.
Got us.
Solid.
Sometimes you just come through.
Thanks,
guys. That was a good one. So women are getting toe surgery to fit into high heels. Because some of them are going, man, my feet doesn't fit that well, and I do love shoes. And so what they're doing is, reduction's kind of a misleading word, but what happens is they take the toe bones and they straighten them out completely.
No.
Oh. So
no.
It still is something, but it's all for shoes.
Yeah.
Your thoughts?
No. I find different shoes. No. That just seems so awful to me. Now, I get it. Sometimes my toes are really uncomfortable, but no shoe is worth that for me. I'll find a different shoe.
Or will you just take the pain? Do you ever?
Oh, 100%. I take so much pain all the time. Here's the thing. You convince yourself the first hour or two, like, oh, these are great. These are great. These are great. And then halfway through the night, you're like, still trying to tell yourself how great they are. And then you're just like limping and you can barely walk. Like, sometimes it takes me days to recover. Like, after we have iHeart Radio Fest in Vegas or something and I'm in heels for a few days, it's like a good week of recovery for my feet, my knees, my back. But hey,
you know what you should do?
My shoes look good.
You should get a toe reduction. Oh. That would just make the whole thing easier.
Well, I don't know that it's necessarily a toe issue. There's so many other things wrong with like high heels and stuff. But hey, you got to do what you got to do. So maybe I don't necessarily hate on anybody straightening out their toes or whatever they're doing.
Do you ever go, I'm never wearing these shoes again?
Yes. And then, the next event comes along and I'm out there wearing them.
You're like, here I am again.
Yep.
I've never wear.
And the more I pay for them, the longer I try to wear them. It's ridiculous, actually.
That makes sense. There's an 8-year-old stole mom's car, led the police on a cross-county chase. 8 years old in Indiana. So they're like, what do we charge her with? She's 8.
Yeah.
What do you do? Take away her toys? I know she stole a car.
All her toy cars, take them away.
So an 8-year-old Indiana girl could be facing charges. She stole her mom's car, led police on a cross-county chase. The unnamed girl was out shopping with her mom. She jumped in the car. Police found her driving down a state road 40 miles an hour.
Oh my goodness.
She refused to stop.
Wow.
The police had to box her in. She eventually tried to park her car and hit a police department cruiser while doing so. Because she didn't know how to park.
Right, yeah. So was she just like, was she mad at her mom? Was she running away from something? Or was she just like having a good time?
I don't know, because she refused to come out once they pulled her over, so they had to break a window and pull her out.
Great.
And they took the 8-year-old into custody.
Like, how old?
8.
I'm not joking. I see my daughter doing that.
She's 8. Your daughter's older than 8, though.
I know, but she's 10, but still.
Dang.
It's just, what do you do with this 8-year-old now?
You got to punish the parent. I mean,
wait, what?
You can't punish the 8-year-old.
No,
they know no difference.
Somebody
taught that kid to get in the car and drive.
Eddie is our producer as a 9-year-old, okay? You have a 9-year-old.
Yeah.
If your 9-year-old took off driving in your car, Do you want to get punished?
Yeah,
I mean, that's on me, right? Like,
I know I'm asking.
I did something wrong to get this kid in a car and think it's okay to drive down the road and like hit cars and
well,
do
he
that.
Didn't hit cars on purpose.
Oh, yeah,
and
he didn't know how to
hit
park.
Cars on purpose. She just didn't know.
I don't know. That's a weird story.
And I just imagine an 8-year-old like looking through the steering wheel to the bottom of it,
mm-hmm.
like holding it by the bottom of the steering wheel driving.
Yeah.
Man, that's a crazy one. Jake Owen has a podcast now, and I'd like to play a little bit of it for you. It's Jake Owen's Good Company podcast, right?
Be in good company. Yeah, the only thing missing is a pretty girl sitting here next to me, kissing up on me, and I gotta start waiting on you.
I believe you can just search Jake Owen on iTunes or iHeartRadio or Good Company podcast, you know. Find out what exactly you search for this. Good Company? Good Company? Okay. It's called Good Company with Jake Owen. Here we go. Here's Jake talking about his very first podcast.
What's up, everybody? It's Jake here on Good Company with the Good Company podcast, where we talk to all kinds of folks, from family members to friends to people that have influenced me throughout my life. And with this being the first podcast that I've ever put out, I thought there's no better person than my best friend, Jared, who is my twin brother.
So his twin brother and then Marty Fish, professional tennis player, they grew up together, right?
Oh, your mom was so mad. Sally was so mad about that. What about the time we shot the lady in the leg with a BB gun, dude? There's no way I could have shot that shot 3,000 times and never got that lady.
So, again, this is Jake Owen's podcast. Everybody should download it. It's like 40 minutes, right? It's called Good Company with Jake Owen.
We want to really focus Good Company around hanging out with good people, the people that make me laugh. As you heard on that one, I mean, we just were laughing. We could go on for days and days with the stories, but we'll go from there. We got lots of cool people that are friends of mine that'll be on the show.
Again, they shot a lady with a BB gun, and you should listen to this.
Be in good company.
Good Company with Jake Owen. Search for that.
Missing is a pretty girl sitting here next to me, kissing up on me, and I gotta start waiting on you. So be wild, be.
You ready for the Never Gonna Get It? Because
yeah.
It's a tough one.
Never gonna get it.
The average American will spend $378 on this during the holidays. Just this alone. The average American, you, Amy, you're an average American.
Okay.
You will spend $378 on this during the holidays. So I don't think you're going to get it. I'll give you a shot at it. And we'll give one listener a shot at it. 877-77-BOBBY. That's the phone number. 877-77-BOBBY. All right, Amy, I'm going to let you spoil it. What do you think it is?
Food.
Food.
Ooh.
Ooh, show me food.
Oh,
no, no,
man.
No. So, okay, there you go. Take a shot at it. All right, the whole deal is the average American will spend $378 on this during the holidays, and Whitney is on in Virginia. Whitney.
Yes.
Good morning to you.
Good morning.
What's going on with you?
Absolutely nothing. Driving to work.
Yeah, what kind of job you have?
I work as a therapist in a school.
Oh, wow. That's pretty cool. Yeah. Is that fulfilling to you?
It is very fulfilling. I really enjoy it.
Yeah, that seems like something you have to have a big heart to do, and you have to, like, take in the bad, you know, to get to the good. You know what I mean?
Yeah, oh yeah.
Is that a fair statement about your job?
Yeah, yes, it is, very much so.
Well, I really admire what you do. Oh, you did call him or something. Sorry, got a little sidetracked there on my admiration for your work. How about this? What is your answer, Whitney?
Wrapping paper.
Wrapping paper.
Wow.
378.
What?
That's not it. That's incorrect. Don't hang up, because I'm going to give you a prize anyway. I normally don't do this, but no, you're incorrect. But what I have is, and this was not, hey, can I give away this thing Garth sent me? Because I can get another one. Morgan, number one, head producer.
It's a great question.
Thank you, Ray. I'm just going to give it away because Garth will give me another one. So what I have is I have the Garth Brooks, the anthology, the first thing. It's like tons of CDs and a book and stuff. And it was given to me, but I'm going to give it to you, okay?
Oh, awesome.
I'll mail it to you. I think what you do is fantastic. And if you would have had a job, we'd have been like, you know what I do? And they'd been like, what? And you're like, I steal. I'd have been like, I'm not giving you a gift.
Yeah.
But since you don't, I'm going to give you this. This is not any sort of promotion, by the way. It just literally is sitting next to me, and I'd like to give you something, okay?
Thank you so much.
Don't hang up, because if you hang up, we will not have a way to get back in touch with you.
Okay.
All right. Hold on a minute. Do you want to answer it, Amy?
Well, yeah. What is it?
Oh, you already tried. You missed it.
I thought you wanted me to read the answer.
Oh, yeah. She already tried.
No, yeah.
Yeah, I tried. I got it wrong.
Yeah. The average American will spend $378 on this. Lunchbox.
Easy, electricity. All those Christmas lights. Ding, ooh, ding, ding.
Oh, good one.
Oh, wow. How about that?
Yeah! Yeah!
I'm gonna get so loud. How about this? I'll give this to you instead of Whitney. You have the Garth mythology.
Yes! Thank you.
Can you just make sure that gets to her? Use our stamps.com. And yes, it's a sponsor. There you go. There's that. I think tomorrow, Danielle Bradbury should be stopping by. She's got a record coming out this weekend, and so does Chris Stapleton. He'll be in later this week, too, wow, to do the radio stuff.
So much.
But Stapleton came by the house. Oh, people have listened to the podcast. Have you guys listened to the podcast yet?
Not yet.
Dude, I'm telling you. It's just crazy because to have Chris Stapleton sit there and talk for an hour, it's like you get to sit down with like Santa Claus or someone that doesn't ever talk for long periods of time.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, it's really interesting just to go and search the Bobby cast and you can hear that. And Chris is a good guy. He just prefers not to talk. He lets his music do talking
but
for him.
But he does talk on the Bobby cast.
Oh, yeah. Okay. He does. I get some good belly laughs out of him, too. It's fun. Okay, there's that. There's a kid that got locked in a safe at the store.
Oh, no.
I know. And again.
What's happening?
Well, it's just a kid being a kid. So they're at the store, and there's a gun safe.
Okay.
And the kid just crawls in and locks it behind him.
Oh, my goodness.
And the parents are like, where's little Jimmy? And he's like, I don't know.
Yeah, how do you find him in a safe?
And so they can't open the safe. Oh, no one knows the code. So they have to call the fire department, and they have to cut through. The kid's in there.
Wow. Oh, they cut through it.
They have to cut through it, and they have to be careful while cutting through it.
Yeah, because stay away from where we're cutting.
Yeah, he was in there for half an hour.
Oh.
He came out. He was fine. He was a little thirsty.
And a little traumatized, probably.
Yeah, but you know he's going to love that story for the rest of his life. He's like, one time I got locked in a safe and firefighters had to cut me out.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that kind of stinks if you're the parent because you're not a bad parent.
No, you're not.
No, you're not.
Or are you?
No, you're not.
No, that's just kid goofing off.
Sure, we all did that as a kid.
Yeah, the kid hopped in the safe and next thing you know... I mean, can you imagine the people at the store, like the manager of the store, how he's freaking out too?
Oh, yeah, because the parents going to be like, how in the world would you leave a safe accessible for a child to lock themselves in it?
He's 8. Like the kid who stole the car earlier?
Yeah.
Maybe they run together.
Yeah, they're buddies.
It's like a bunch
eight-year-olds.
Here, so I mentioned this. I'm a little sore today still. We had a flag football game on Thanksgiving break. We played Saturday at Westlake High School. And we played, and it was awesome. And I think there were 18 of us when the game started. Now, when the game ended, there were far fewer. and we're all late 20s to 30s, and some of them are in their 40s, early 40s. And within the first 5 plays, 3 people on my team were injured for the game out.
Totally out.
Oh, man.
In the first 5 plays.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Here's the thing, and this isn't just flag football. This is a metaphor for life. You can't go 0% for 364 days and then 100% for 1. You can't because you'll tear things. So we ended up having this game. Everybody had to take shirts off and switch yellow and blue, and the teams had to like switch out. And it was the whole travesty because I just like to compete team on team. Mm-hmm. And instead, we're all switching people halftime. The disaster.
Who didn't get hurt?
Me.
That's right.
Yeah.
But the only reason is because I don't go 0 for 364.
Yeah, you go 100.
I go 100 all the time.
Yep.
But people, they were like pulling it. Within the first 5 plays, they were tearing hamstrings. One of the guys got in an Uber wreck on the way over, too.
No.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. His Uber got in a wreck. How crazy is that if you're in an Uber wreck?
Yeah.
And that had nothing to do with being old or getting hurt. But we were like, where's Todd? And they were like, well, Todd was in an accident. And I was like, Todd's in an accident? And they're like, his Uber driver hit somebody. And I was like, oh, here's the thing. I know Ubers did not go to an 8-year university, but it does feel like Ubers are they should have your back like a doctor.
Oh, they should be extra safe.
Yeah, trust them. That, I just trust them.
Yeah.
I feel like they have some sort of advanced driving degree.
Yeah, but they don't.
They don't, and I have to remind myself of that.
I've been pulled over in an Uber. I mean, not me, but my Uber driver got pulled over while taking me somewhere.
Which is crazy, because I get in an Uber, and I just relax. Yeah. Like, all fear goes out the window when probably I'm a better driver than the Uber.
I don't even buckle sometimes.
Oh, you're crazy. And for people that don't have Uber, because we have a lot of listeners that have never been in Uber, you hop on your phone, you hit a little app, and you go, I'm here and I don't have a ride, pick me up. And somebody shows a picture and they pick you up. And then the end.
It's like a taxi, but
it's
a personal vehicle.
So weird.
Yeah. It is basically a taxi. Yeah. Like a dating app meet the taxi.
Exactly.
But for some reason, I trust. When they pick me up, I'm like, I'm good. This is safe. But he got an accident. Arkansas Keith is on. Oh, the old the old stepdad's on. Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
Good. How you doing?
I'm good. Arkansas Keith sent me some pictures from his Thanksgiving weekend. I guess you and Mike have both killed bucks, both of you?
Yes, we did.
Yeah.
Old timers out doing it, ain't they?
Yeah. He sent pictures of that. Look at us all, and they're both holding. And I don't think yours was very big, though, if I remember correctly.
It's not real big.
Yeah.
It's
what are we looking at here?
That was a 7-point.
And what was the spread on that thing, like 1 inch?
Well, it was a little bigger than that, but... Hey, it was a legal buck, though, right?
That's correct. And so you guys went out pre-Thanksgiving dinner and hunted it?
Well, that was Wednesday and like Thanksgiving Day.
Mm. Do you guys still do the pre-Thanksgiving dinner hunt?
We do.
And how'd that turn out?
It went good. And then, of course, we had Thanksgiving out here with the Bleases. You know how that is.
I do know how that is. Yes.
It was lots of food.
Yeah.
Lots of food. It was good. So,
how's being off from the park for the winter?
It is great. It's semi-retired is the life for me, I'm telling you.
And so how old are you?
I'm 61.
And so what happens is, again, this is my old stepdad here, and he goes and he works for the parks and for all the time whenever you go to the park, when it's warm and you can go. But then when there's no mowing or no maintenance to be done, you're off, right?
That is correct. And so, I just goof off all winter.
How many days out of 7 do you hunt?
Probably 6. I'm hunting right now.
Are you in a tree stand right now?
I am. I'm looking at some turkeys right now, too. Yeah, I am. I'm out in the middle of a big field looking at them. It's just nice today, too.
Little turkeys don't even know what's about to happen.
Can you shoot them on the air?
It's about being in the outdoors. Being in the outdoors, that's what it's all about.
No, can you shoot them right now?
No, you can't shoot turkeys right now.
Okay. Oh, then why are you looking at them?
Because they're right
there. Well, I'm just...
Well, what are you hunting?
I'm deer hunting, but I'm enjoying the turkeys, you know. I'm just... And the view. It's the sun's up. It's great out today.
Oh, post a pic.
Arkansas Keith is a conservationalist.
I am. There's some more turkeys flying out in the field right now.
There you go. Aww.
I can picture it all right now.
Reporting from the turkeys right now.
Live from Arkansas.
Yeah. Where are you in Arkansas exactly?
I'm out at Carl Belice's, Mike's uncle.
Like what part of, like what town?
I love it.
Like I know
names.
These people, but none of our listeners know these people. Like what town?
Fountain Lake, out by Fountain Lake.
Fountain Lake. All right, there we go.
Yeah.
All right. Everything good with you?
Everything good. How about you?
Yeah. Everything's good. Just living life. What about Christmas? What do you got going on?
I don't really know yet. I'm going to kind of play it by ear. I'm thinking it's going to be big, though. You know what I'm saying? It always is.
No, we don't know what you're saying. What do you mean by big?
It doesn't start out big, but it ends up that way.
Yeah, lots of people.
Okay.
Lots of food.
Good times. Yeah.
Good times, great oldies. That's how I credit a lot of my music knowledge to us driving the old Toyota, listening to Cool 95, the oldie station.
Oh, yeah. That was the good days, wasn't it?
That was a good... That's how I mean, I'm an expert in 60s and 70s rock because of Arkansas Keith. What was your favorite band growing up?
Oh, man. I'm going to have to say... Oh, I don't know. Maybe ZZ Top or Guess Who. I liked both of those really well back in the day.
So, not the Who.
Woman is my favorite song ever. Cool Woman's the best song I ever heard.
Long Cool Woman?
Yeah.
She was a long, cool woman in a black dress. Yeah. I know. Eddie and I will listen to these songs too now. Anyway, I just want to check on you, see how you were doing.
Everything's good, man. Appreciate it.
All right. Well, we don't run any deer off when we're talking to you, do we?
Nah. Who cares?
Yeah.
All right.
You shoot them, that's when the work starts, right?
That's true.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
See you later.
All right, man.
Talk to you
soon.
Bye-bye. There he is, Arkansas Keith. I love how my favorite part is that he just talks to me. Like, there's no radio show involved. He's like, oh, man, I'm at Carl's. And I'm like, yeah. We're on the radio? Can you tell our listeners where that is?
Yeah, we don't know Carl.
That's funny. That's funny.
Let's go.
Bobby Bones.
Bobby Bones Show.
So we do this thing called the Million Dollar Show. It's the Raging Idiots, our band, and then we have a bunch of big artists join us. It's in Nashville once a year at the Ryman Auditorium, and it's huge, so big that I tell everybody on the national show, hey, if you can come to this, you should come. Because last year, Sam Hunt played it, Thomas Rhett played it, Garth Brooks showed up, played. I mean, it's just this big thing, and I can at least today announce three artists that are playing the show with us. Tickets go on sale Friday, by the way. So the first round of announcements is Luke Combs.
And you wrecked my whole world when you came and hit me like a hurricane.
The Million Dollar Show with the Raging Idiots. Luke Combs will be performing and performing with the Raging Idiots.
Like a hurricane.
Not the whole time. He comes out and does stuff. Yeah, yeah. He's not part of the band or anything.
Not
also, special guests, Dan and Shay.
Don't know how not to think about you when it's late.
And we always pick a new artist that maybe people don't know yet. And last year it was Caitlin Smith. This year it is Nikita Carmen.
Oh, when you think love has a curfew and I just want you all of the night. It's like you think we're breaking the rules, but a mama's and daddy's keeping the time.
So today is Luke Combs, Dan and Shay, and introducing Nikita Carmen. Tomorrow, more.
Mm.
Thursday, more. Tickets go on sale Friday. The Grammys came out, the nominations. And first of all, it's the first time in 14 years that there's not a country artist in any of the major categories.
Wow.
Which says what I always say, that our format is, as far as like on the number one side, it's a joke. It's a joke. You know, they pass around fake number one, so there, no passion is developed for anything. I think Dave Paulson tweeted, huge year for hip-hop. Country music is shut out for the first time in 14 years. And my tweet back was, because our format is broken. It's too obsessed with passing around fake number one songs instead of letting them breathe and letting a passion develop. It's not surprising. It also trickles to albums, too. So, that being said, there's no country in any of the major categories. So, to that. When, really, you could argue that Miranda, Stapleton, and then in the song category, Sam Hunt, should all be in the major categories. But, okay, there we go. Man, for
body
sure.
Like a back road? Yeah.
Well, and even Stapleton and even Miranda. But they're in the country categories. But here's the thing about the Grammys in the country category. It's like a bad version of the CMAs. They don't even know about country and they have a country version.
Mm.
You know what I mean? Like, I get to vote in the I'm a Grammy voter. I get to vote in the classical music part of it. What do I know about classical music?
Ooh, so
that's
what
happened.
Do
nothing.
That?
You just pick whatever looks fun. That's what I did.
Okay.
Like, I voted in this stuff. I don't know what I'm talking about for like 80% of it.
Mm, okay. Awesome.
And you have to vote in a certain amount of categories. You don't have to vote them all.
Okay.
But there were things I voted for. I know what the crap I was voting for. And so there are people that are voting for this country stuff that have no idea. So I don't even look at the country Grammys as being as for real as the CMAs. And trust me, I've had my issues with the CMAs. I didn't this year. They gave me one. I love them. They're my new favorite group. Not like the ACMs too, but still. So, I'm not even choosing my words wisely. It's just dumb. And it's a broken system, and our format's going to go right down the toilet. I mean, you have labels that are passing around fake number ones. You have radio PDs that are like, yeah, we'll play. You have Spotify who's being run terribly. You have everything's just terrible with country because it's all a big brother system. Hey, we'll take care of you. Anyway, I'm just irritated that no, because it should have been, but we don't let it. Here we go. Song of the year. But these are some great songs in country.
So good.
That should have, that one or two of these should have popped into the big category. Better Man, Little Big Town. Best country song, Better Man, Little Big Town. Sam Hunt, Body Like a Back Road. Still the jam.
Yep.
You can play that every day,
so
every
good.
Hour. Broken Halos, Chris Stapleton.
Broken Halos.
Miranda Lambert, Tin Man.
Hey there, Mr. Tin Man.
Midland, Drinking Problem.
People say I got a drinking problem.
There you go. Enjoy.
Hmm.
What?
I just feel old because the best new artist list came out, and honestly, I know
you mean
one
like
of them.
All the main categories?
Main category, best new artist, and I'm like,
read me the list. Let me see if I know.
Okay. Alisa.
Yeah,
Alicia
Scars.
Carr.
She had a song Scars.
Oh, okay,
you
okay,
would know it.
All right. See, but I don't know the name though.
Okay.
So I'm feeling old, but I definitely know what song you're talking about.
Yeah.
Okay. Khalid. So is that DJ Khalid?
No.
No.
Oh, man. I'm so confused.
He's from Texas, too.
Is DJ Khalid or Khalid?
He's like a. Beaumont. Yeah, he's from Beaumont. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Shout out. What does he sing?
R&B.
Okay. Lil Uzi Vert.
You know, Lil Uzi? You know Lil Uzi? Lil Uzi came out with Ed Sheeran during the. Didn't Lil Uzi come out with Ed Sheeran?
Okay.
I have to.
And, oh, no, there's more. Julia Michaels.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because I got problems.
Ooh,
and you
song.
Got them too.
Yeah, yeah. I like that.
Go ahead.
And then SZA. Or is that SZA?
Now, sometimes I'll listen to Secret Show after I leave here.
Yeah.
And that, because does they have, the scissors have snake
is
or whatever?
Is it SZA or SZA?
I don't know. But that's the one, too, that gets me because I never know how to say it.
SZA. What does she sing? Or is it a he?
Here.
Or they?
Let me see if I have it. SZA.
SZA.
Here. What's the big song?
Oh, we get it.
The
it probably is like SZA.
The Weeknd.
What's up? It's SZA. Yeah, SZA. iHeartRadio. SZA. I'm the Verge artist with my new song, The Weeknd. Musical influence. A lot of that is like based on.
Oh my gosh.
Here we go. Yeah.
Come on.
What'd you know? SZA.
Okay.
SZA. Yeah. Yeah, tell me, have you seen her?
What?
Have you seen her?
Have you seen her?
This sounds like...
Ooh, slow jam.
I get so weak in the knees. I can hardly speak.
I don't know SZA very well. The other ones I know. But it does, yeah. I get so weak in the knees. Yeah.
I know, like, every word of that song.
Yeah. Anyway... Hey, congratulations. I hope everybody wins awards.
Yeah.
But
country
was
nice.
Country was shut out of all the major categories.
Did you vote for Lil Uzi Vert?
I did.
That's
not.
That's who I would have voted for just based on name.
We just call him Uzi.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Uzi.
Okay.
Y'all just call him Uzi?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
You guys act like I don't keep up with every format still. I'm being honest, though. I didn't know SZA.
Yeah, I know that you try, yeah.
Yeah.
No, you've talked about Uzi before on the show.
Of course. I was like, he's terrible. That's what I said.
Oh, is he?
He came out. I was like, he's terrible. What?
He does the lazy rap.
What? He mumble raps.
Yeah, mumble raps.
Yeah. It's like... Hey, I got a beat. I'll do some Lil Uzi for you. It's terrible.
Come on, give me some Uzi.
What you gonna do here today? I'm just gonna be what you guys think. We're gonna do this today. What are we gonna get today? What? I don't know what you just said.
Nailed it.
Yeah, and he came out with Ed Sheeran, and I was like,
oh boy.
All right, enough. Congratulations to everybody. Best country album, Chris Stapleton. The country categories just don't matter because it's just all they like put us in a room and they're like, everybody vote for yourself and then go away.
Oh, okay, that's
like
what you mean
only like one of them makes a TV show or maybe two of them.
Oh,
if you ain't making a TV show, you're not a real category.
Mm-hmm. How cool to be nominated though. And then
I agree, it is. Congratulations to everybody nominated, but just the format in general.
Yeah, for the rest of their lives, they're Grammy nominated, blah, blah, blah.
That blah, blah, blah is true. That's absolutely right. And all the artists should be very proud. I'm just disappointed in what's happened. And it's what's going to be the demise of us, too.
Yeah. I don't know.
The end. I got to go get reprimanded, probably. So, yeah. I'll try to step away now. Bobby Bones.
The Bobby Bones Show.
So, the guys on the show are selling days on which Amy's kids are coming home.
They're what?
It's like a gamble thing.
Oh my goodness, they're betting?
Yeah.
Like the Super Bowl.
Yeah, it's like it's a calendar, and what you do is you pick a day, and it's $10 for that day. And once that day is gone, it's gone. So and what it is the winner gets it, all the money, the day they step on the U.S. soil. So we went up to sales yesterday, and we were selling squares, and...
Who's that? Ray, was this your idea?
What?
Yeah, I've wanted to do it for a while, and we finally just ended up doing it.
Our producer, Raymond, like, gambles like crazy, and he set up this... You can bet on when Amy's kids are getting to America.
Mm-hmm.
What's the end date?
Heck, we haven't taken any for next year since she's kind of leaning towards this year. I'd say December is the most popular one.
Can I take all days after December 31st?
Oh, wow.
Like 2018?
All days?
Wow.
No, not all days, but I'm saying, like, can I? Is that a thing, like... greater than.
Bobby, you're getting in on this, and you're going to put money on all days after.
Why don't you buy all January?
Yeah,
that's all. How many days are in that? That's 300 days.
So you're going to capitalize on, you're going to make money. You feel like you have a shot at making money if my kids don't get here when I want them to.
I just
you're putting money on that.
I just think
and you want to make money on that. Y'all are making money on this? Like, I don't understand. Like, this is like a
typical night for us.
Yeah, it's a typical night for us.
I think it's a way to kind of make a game out. Like, we're excited for your kids to come, and then it'll be even more exciting because someone's going to win some money.
Yeah.
It's just betting.
I get it.
When they get here.
I'm not trying to be like a... I'm mixed about it because, like, I'm cool, I'm fun.
Like, what day would you take?
Do you want to buy some days?
Like, I want to be like, oh, this is fun, and y'all are, I like this. And then part of me is like, oh my gosh, like, y'all are putting money on my kids.
When your kids get here.
I mean, I guess if you look at it, it's like if someone's pregnant, you put money on when
what day
like,
they go into labor. There you go.
That's exactly.
But I've just, like, really been in labor for a really long time.
5 years.
So it kind of hurts.
Yeah. 5 years. Is there any update since the show's been going on?
No.
No update.
No.
If you missed it, the listener was very emotional. She had too much to drink, and her husband recorded her talking about Amy's kids. We're trying to get him over here.
Why are you crying?
Because Amy deserves her children.
You okay?
It's just not fair.
So, how much is it to get in on these squares?
$10. You can't get in. You have too much inside information. Insider trading.
Oh, that's a good point.
But what?
I just think they're probably going to be here in like February or so.
What? February?
Just based on what you've told us before, and you missed it like four times.
Yeah.
Like, you've always overestimated when they get here. I think they're coming pretty quick.
No, but I was just there, and I got in a huddle, and everybody said...
I know. You all put your arms in.
Before Christmas,
like,
on America. Three. We were like, one, two, three, Christmas.
I know.
The lawyer. Everybody involved.
Yeah.
Haitians.
Mm-hmm.
All kinds of people.
So,
okay. All right. I mean, fine. February. Wow.
I'll take a look at the calendar, and I'll probably buy a couple days.
Yeah. It's open to anybody.
Look at it as it's just us trying to find a way to cope.
Yeah. Okay. Do I get a cut?
No.
No.
Unless you buy a square.
I have too much information.
Yeah, she has too much
information. Okay, all right.
Unless she buys in the next couple days.
Okay.
Deal.
Okay.
I like to say this, too. It's just something else I want to bring up. Lunchbox. You have to stop spreading rumors around the... And sometimes you don't even know what you're saying.
What are you talking about, spreading rumors?
You just go around saying stuff, and then the next thing you know, people are repeating you, thinking that it's true. Do you know who this is? I'm going to play you a song, okay? Ready? Let his voice kick in here.
Okay.
The joke's on me.
Yeah, I know that.
Go ahead.
It's my boy Tyler Farr.
Right, and what happened to him?
He had back surgery.
Oh my gosh.
Yes.
Stop. Are you joking?
He was telling everybody Tyler Farr. It's Tyler Hubbard from Florida Georgia Line.
Totally different people.
He's running around talking about how Tyler Farr had back surgery.
Yeah, he thought he had insider scoop. And it's like, Amy talked about it in the skinny, and she didn't say Tyler Farr at all.
You sure?
Hubbard.
I heard Tyler Farr, and I told some people yesterday at the show, and I was like, man, I wonder how long Tyler Farr is going to be out with that back
And then
surgery.
People kind of be like, hey, is Tyler Farr not going on tour next year? And I'm like, what are you talking about? And they're like, we got from Lunchbox that he's secretly... I'm like, no. You have to... It's Tyler Hubbard. It's Florida Georgia Line.
You got to make that more clear.
We did. We said the words Tyler Hubbard.
Yeah, and Florida Georgia Line.
And yes. Not Farr.
All right, well...
Now you know.
My mistake.
Oh, there you go. You may, all right.
The Bobby Bones Show.
You want to hear Amy's smoke alarm? Here. This is funny.
Oh my gosh. Do y'all hear that?
Yes, Amy, we hear it. Amy's recording it on her phone going, do y'all hear that? Yes, it pierces our ears. Yes.
Oh my gosh. Y'all hear that?
Now, here's the problem.
So I rip it. It's been happening 3 days straight, and all the smoke detectors are basically ripped down from the ceilings, and some of them still beep from the countertop. I don't know how it's happening. And then if you unplug it, do you have a clip of that? What happens when you unplug it?
Same thing.
No. not just beeping, literal sirens, like your smoke alarm is going off, like the fire department is going to show up.
So there's something in your house?
Well, I saw on YouTube, I started Googling, like, what to do if your alarm's doing this, whatever. And this one guy said, listen, if it's beeping like that, then a dust or a bug or something might be in it. So you take them all and you just blow.
Like a Nintendo. Like,
yes, yeah, yeah. Exactly. Yes. Great point. I remember the throwback, doing that as a kid. And then you're supposed to be good to go. Well, I'm not convinced that that worked, but I tried it. So we'll see what happens.
So you just wait at night staring at it like, is it going to go off?
Yeah, I didn't even know I had one. I've literally one right outside my room, and I didn't even know I had one in our bedroom until, well, it started doing it too.
Yeah, that's a pretty helpless feeling when you can't get the thing to shut up. I've taken it and just thrown it, hit it in the closet. You started throwing it out, off the balcony. Like I just got rid of them. You just has to stop.
And then
it's like a cockroach.
And the dogs are like, they're poor ears because it's extra loud to them. They're like,
makes my dog pee because he gets so scared. They just pee. They start peeing everywhere. Mm. Yes, and you can't shut it off. They announced Grammys. Here, do you want to hear the overall? Because again, no country songs made the major categories or albums or anything. I had a whole rant. I probably shouldn't have went on at top of the hour about that. Not that I don't feel bad about it, but I'll get told you should. That's too inside. Listeners don't understand. People don't give our listeners enough credit, but I do. I want you to know I give you credit, listeners. I do. That's why I talk about that stuff, because you need to know. And I'm trying to fight for the format here, and even the people running the format don't care. Like generally, walk down the street, they don't care. They're like, pfft. Spit on it.
Yeah.
And I'm like, don't spit on it. That's what it's like around here. So anyway, here are the song nominations for Song of the Year. All formats, okay?
Despacito.
Despacito.
Jam.
It's a good one, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's a good one. I like that one.
It's a good one.
It's a good one. Jay-Z, 444.
I apologize. Orphan woman.
I thought the album was pretty whack.
That's not good.
I thought it would sound like an old Jay-Z. I did not think that was a very good album. And I love Jay-Z. And I was like, it sounds like Jay-Z 10 years ago. Julia Michaels, Issues.
Because I got issues.
Jam.
But you got them too. So give them up.
That was a look at the radio song. Because I heard it and I had to look at the radio to see what it was. Like, what is that song? I must have it. I think I Shazammed it right away. Because I was like, I heard Seacrest playing it because it was I Heard on the Verge. And I was like, must have that song. That's a jam. It's really nice too. There's That's What I Like from Bruno Mars.
No! Lucky for you, that's what I like. That's what I like. Lucky for you, that's what I like. That's what I like. Talking trips to Puerto Rico.
Hey.
Say the word and we go.
Hey.
You can be my flico.
Oh.
Girl, I'll be a flico.
Hey.
I'll never
jam, dude.
Yes.
Come on.
Is flico and flica a thing?
Who cares?
It's sounds a jam. Good.
For you, that's what I like. That's what I like. Lucky for you, that's what I like. That's what I like.
And then Logic has the suicide prevention number.
Mm-hmm.
1-800-273-8255. I want you to be alive. I want you to be alive. You don't gotta die today. You don't gotta die.
That's a good song, too. Aside from the message, which is fantastic, and it's a great, it's a number to call. Like, if you're depressed, that's a suicide prevention hotline. The song is good.
Yeah.
So, yeah, those are your up for top five songs. I think they missed by not putting this in it.
Body like a back road.
Missed hard. I'd have taken that Jay-Z crap and put Sam Hunt in there. Because I love Jay-Z, that whole record's crap. But anyway, there you go. Have I ever told you I have opinions about stuff?
Yeah, because I was like,
we didn't know.
I'm just making sure we know.
I wonder if Jay-Z, because I mean, yeah, his stuff's like really good, but I don't really like.
No, it sounds like oldies rap.
So like, does anybody, do you think he just like threw it in, like just whatever? What is that thing you say sometimes?
Mail it in?
Mailed it in. He told
I don't say that.
Yes, that's you just, said that to
no,
me.
No. Bobby made
that's
it up.
I didn't make that up. Like, I say it because that's a saying.
She gives you a lot of credit, dude. Like,
wow.
Bobby's like, sayings are so good.
What's that saying? You say better late than never?
Yeah, Bobby.
You
yeah.
Made, no, I
listen,
didn't.
So did Jay-Z mail it in
no.
Or what? Like, or does nobody want to say to him, like, Jay-Z, this isn't very good?
People have said it.
And I've said
David,
it.
But what about when he's making it before he puts it out so he doesn't put it out?
Probably people don't say it.
That's got to be hard to tell him that. Yeah.
It's probably like when I'm doing a segment and you guys are like, shut up, Bobby. This segment's not good. You guys don't tell me until it's over?
No, we don't tell you.
Yeah, yeah.
No, we don't even tell you when it's over.
so
just
true.
Let it ride. Hey.
What?
Yeah, you didn't make that up. Mail it in.
No, kay. Sure didn't.
Who's your song of the year, though?
Of all those?
Yeah, you got to pick one.
Oh, man. Oh, it's kind of like Despacito was such a record breaker.
Yeah.
But the Grammys are about, they're not about real life. They're about who's the cool. And again, I'm a Grammy voter, and I just vote for crap sometimes that I don't even know. So I'm going to do a podcast on this later today. From
nice.
I don't know. But I think maybe the Logic song could win because of the message.
Uh-huh.
But do I think it's the best song? No, probably Issues.
What about Bruno?
Ooh, that's what I like.
Bruno won't win.
No.
Oh. Why?
It's too, like, good. It's too, like, popular. It's too popular. It's not as popular as Despacito.
Yeah, because that was really popular.
So popular.
And it's, yeah. I don't.
But if you do Despacito, you got to get all those Daddy Yankee dudes and Luis Fonsi.
That's
and,
who the song is, Luis Fonsi.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You got to get all those guys and Bieber.
For what?
Right?
To give them all trophies?
Yeah.
You think
that's
that,
not
that
a big
factors
deal?
Into the. We got to pay for a bunch of trophies.
No.
So.
No. Yeah. I just mean, like, we don't know those guys. Like, those
that doesn't matter
South
what you
American
know.
Dudes.
So many people win that we don't know.
Dude, but this is the big one.
But the for song, yeah. But the Grammys don't care. I'm telling you.
They don't care.
I'm a voter. I don't care.
I got you.
Sometimes when I'm like, what am I going to vote on? What's the funniest name? It's like betting horses at the track. I grew up going to Oakland. I just find a horse that had a funny
too.
Name.
I love that.
And I bet on, I'll take.
No hoofs. He's got to win.
Yeah. I'll take, the calculated cabbage, number 7. I'd put $10. You know, it doesn't matter.
Okay,
anyway. I was reading this really tragic story about Judy Garland. Do you know who that is?
Yeah.
Wizard of Oz girl?
Mm-hmm.
And how, like, I mean, it was bad. Like, as she was a kid, they kept her on a diet of coffee and cigarettes and chicken soup. And that's it. And they monitor her. And they would give her, like, adrenaline shots to work and then sleeping pills to sleep. And it happened for, like, 15 years. It was insane. I mean, I could tweet it out. And then she only performed this song on TV, like, twice ever. And so she was a kid actor. And then she got Wizard of Oz. And she really got nothing else after it.
Wow.
I read it and I was just like, whoa, that's so sad. And then on the set of The Wizard of Oz, all the other adult characters, the Tin Man, the Scarecrow, the Lion, they all were they resented her because she was the star, so nobody would talk to her.
Really?
She was this kid actor. And the only person that would, because she was 16 when she did that role, and they had to tape like her body in so she wouldn't look older. And the only person that would be her friend was the. Oddly, because the character was the Wicked Witch of the West.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, yeah.
That's crazy.
I read the story last night, and I was just like, you got to be kidding me. Like, this is happening? Probably happening now. We have no idea. But they would monitor. What are you reading?
I mean, I'm just looking it up. So, like, when you say they, is it, like, her parents or her managers?
Well,
or?
Her mom got her involved in the studio. It was just...
I mean, because right here the headline says, like, sometimes she would have to smoke, like, 80 cigarettes a day.
Yeah, because it curbed her appetite.
Yeah.
They made her smoke 80, yes.
That is terrible.
Oh, dude, I read the article, and then I watched her sing one of the only times that she sang Somewhere Over the Rainbow, and she, like, started crying in the middle of it. She sang it as an adult.
Somewhere over the rainbow.
Yeah, it was a pretty heavy article, but I read it, and I was like, wow, that is...
Not
it's compelling to talk about because maybe people go, hey, maybe things aren't so cracked up to be by all this fake stuff that we see.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, no.
Because who would have ever thought?
No.
And then many years later, in such a smaller level, like you look at kids on TV and kids in the movies and people and like, oh, look how it happened. But you just never know what people are going through ever. And she ended up dying in her 40s.
Yeah, really young.
So, anyway, there's that. Hey, happy days.
Yeah.
What a sad story, huh?
Yeah.
I'm going to read more on all that.
But yeah, I know.
I'll
but very interesting.
I'll tweet it out, Mr. Bobby Bones, and you'll hate it.
Okay.
On a lighter note, they're selling upside-down Christmas trees. That's a thing.
Huh. Yeah.
You can buy them upside.
So, like, little at the bottom, big on the top.
That's my nickname in college.
Okay.
Yeah, but so right. You can buy upside-down Christmas trees, and they're pretty expensive if you go around. but you can go and get one at Home Depot for like $150, or you can go to Target and get the really expensive one that's almost $1,000.
Crazy.
But it's a thing, upside down Christmas trees. I mean, you can literally walk into a store and you'll be like, huh? It's confusing.
You'll feel confused.
Huh. Yeah.
It's not even, I don't know, pretty to me.
Because you're not used to seeing that.
Yeah.
The Target one, it.
Yeah.
And it really is crazy. It's like $989.12.
Yeah. Hey, crank up the band. 1, 2, 3, 4.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas.
Hey, you're killing it today.
Soon the bells will start.
You like that joke, Lunchbox?
I think that's so funny. Like, I don't know why.
Lunchbox doesn't laugh at anything, but I'm like, hey, 3, 2, 1, go.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas.
Whoa. The Bob Bone Show.
Here's Amy's pile of stories.
Did you see that, like, all the Black Friday shopping put the Amazon dude, Jeff Bezos, at like over $100 billion?
He rich.
Yeah, he hadn't hit that. He was like at 99.9 million, and or I don't even know, but he all rich. The online shopping, he surpassed.
So I like to say this about rich people.
What?
I was looking at a picture of the Amazon owner, founder, Jeff Bezos.
Yeah, Jeff.
I was looking at a picture of Elon Musk, the Tesla fan.
Ah, yes. Yeah.
Man, when they've got richer, they've gotten so much better looking. Mm-hmm. And, like, they've got extra hair.
Oh, I haven't gone back to do any comparisons.
They got more hair?
Well, Jeff Bezos shaved all his head. So yeah, he looks cool now.
Wow.
But he was super nerdy with, like, kind of a little bit of hair.
He's like Vin Diesel.
Elon Musk now he had a receding hairline like crazy. And now he's got perfect hair.
Huh.
Dang.
Like,
interesting.
With richness comes good looking.
Wow.
I know, but I'm saying.
Be rich and have hair.
Yeah, like I'm trying.
I know.
Do you know who, like, he's like the richest man in the world now, Amazon dude? Now. Mm-hmm. And then after that is Bill Gates.
And then Luke Bryan.
Then Luke Bryan, yeah. I was going to say,
Bill Gates never got better looking, right?
Yeah, of course.
Did he?
He did.
Because he got more money. We're like, that's a good looking dude.
But the one thing that's cool about these guys is I know they have a lot of money, but you do read how generous they are.
Bill Gates, for sure.
Yeah. I saw Jeff Bezos, he like tweeted out asking people
for
ideas on what he can do.
Come up with your own ideas.
He's got a GoFundMe. Hey, I want to help a family at Christmas. Our goal is $5,000. GoFundMe.
Now he's asking for like philanthropic ideas for giving back, which leads to my next story of reminder. Today is Giving Tuesday. So you had Black Friday, then Cyber Monday, and then today is Giving Tuesday. So if you can find a way to give back in some way, shape, or form, you can... or you need ideas, search the hashtag Giving Tuesday.
Tomorrow is Wet Wednesday.
What
do you do then?
I don't know. You dump water on somebody. I don't know. And then Thirsty Thursday, where you get a little, have a little drink. And then Freaky Friday. We should just run with days all the rest of the year.
Freaky Friday.
All right. Okay,
hold on a minute. The band wants to play. All right, we got a band in studio all day.
They sound good today.
One, two, three, four.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas.
All right, show it up, boys.
Thank you. I'm glad you played that song because it goes along with my next story, which also goes along with your beard. Because have you heard of beardaments?
Yeah, or you hang ornaments in your beard.
They're ornaments, but for your beard, and they're a thing.
They're stupid.
What?
Huh?
They're stupid. Really? If I ever tell somebody about beard ornaments,
yeah, but if
Jack
you showed
Sparrow,
up,
dude.
Say you get invited to a Christmas party or an ugly Christmas
That's
photo party or
second.
Something, you here's an idea: put some beardaments on if you've got a beard, and you can. I saw some super cute ones on Etsy, but I'm sure you could just go to Target or whatever and buy the little teeny tiny ornaments and stick them on.
It's funny for a second, but can you imagine walking around those things in your face? I mean, no, of course not.
Yeah, be careful.
And who wants balls in their chin? All right, what else you got?
Oh, man. Amy got a snort.
Who wants that in their chin, you know?
No, you're right. No, I got you. Not me.
Okay. So I stumbled upon workplace perks that people get in other countries. And okay. I picked out some favorites.
Let me guess, 9-hour naps in the middle of the
day. Wait, what'd you say?
9-hour naps. So you go home and you go.
That's a thing in Japan.
And you decide if you want to go back to work.
Yeah, in Mexico too, siesta.
Actually, in Japan, if you take a nap during your shift, you're going to be praised for it because it's seen as an act of diligence because you're so committed to your job, you refuse to go home,
sounds
you sleep
so
there.
Dumb.
Okay, that was really, I just brought that one up because you brought up naps. But listen to this. In France, they passed a law that says you can can ignore work emails when you're not on the clock.
Boom.
It applies to anyone who works for a company with 50 employees or more, and it's called your right to disconnect.
That's fair, and I think that's fair here, but if you want a promotion, don't follow that rule.
There you go.
What? It's your right to disconnect.
I know, you have a right now to disconnect.
It's supposed to reduce stress.
Lunchbox disconnects all but about the 7 a.m. hour of the show. Like, he has a 23-hour disconnect rule.
It's about right. I don't have email on my phone, so if you're trying to get a hold of me, I didn't get it. Sorry.
Yeah. There you go.
Bobby's like the opposite. Like, he gets stressed if he can't check his work email.
Oh, yeah. Like, right now, I'm going through withdrawals. I'm talking to you guys for a few minutes. All right, what else?
Okay.
Anything else?
No, cue the band.
You can't cue the band. I pay the band.
He's the conductor.
Yes.
Oh, will you ask the band to play just real quick?
Yeah, guys. Three, two, one.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas.
What's balls on their face?
The bells will start.
On your chin. Yeah, that's what you said. You put them in your beard.
All right. Yeah, that's my pile.
All right, there you go.
Wrap her up.
There's Amy's pile. Okay.
Bobby Bones, everybody.
Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
Come on, Bobby.
Had Kip Moore in. I always liked that guy. I got some Kip Moore stories to tell you. First of all, Kip was talking about Last Shot. That's his new single, by the way.
If you want my last shot.
Like, hey, dude, what's up? Why'd you pick that song?
When I've been hearing the crowd, how loud they've been singing Last Shot back, I was like, maybe I need to rethink putting this out second. So we all got together and we were like, let's try to go with this because it feels like it's having the most impact out here and then maybe come with the bull after.
Now, we talked about kids and not having kids yet.
Two older brothers and three younger sisters. So everybody's been having kids lately. So I'm...
Hey, you got none that
I'm
you know of.
I'm last man standing over there.
That you know of. That you know of. Little bearded six-year-old's going to walk up and be like, yeah?
That bearded six-year-old.
The little bearded six-year-old
with a
surfboard.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're going to be like, daddy?
Oh, no.
He better have an athletic walk. If he doesn't, I'll be like, that's not mine. Yeah. That has nothing to do with me.
And then we talked about camping. He was like, come to Hawaii. Come camping with me. I was like, what? And then he starts talking about Brett Eldridge, teasing Brett a little bit.
I'll end up camping out, you know, and I'll just kind of stay there for a night or two. And if the waves are good, then I'll come back to the place.
Hula dancing?
No hula dancing.
Oh, all right.
That's at the resorts. Well, that's where Brett Eldridge is probably staying.
That's probably where I would stay.
Yeah,
I'll go over with Brent. We would hang out then.
I got to give him a hard time because he was talking about going. I was hitting, you know. So
you don't think he can rough it?
I don't see Brett roughing it.
So it was fun. You can listen to the whole interview. Just listen to the show back. Search Bobby Bones Show on iHeartRadio or iTunes and listen to it back. After the interview, Kip was like, hey, dude, come out. Come to Costa Rica. Come hang out in the house. He's like, we'll surf for like 5 hours. We get a little something to eat, hang out. We'll surf for like 5 more hours. I was like, where is the hangout? We're like the internet, you know, having the internet. I was like, oh, yeah. I'll see you next year. Merry Christmas, buddy. I'll see you. I'll catch you on the other side. So, anyways, good. What's up?
Nothing. What? I just thought of a joke. The only thing you want to surf is Wi-Fi.
The net.
The internet.
Did you already say that?
No, but you got that's him.
Get it? Because he surfs the water?
Yeah, I was like, where? Okay. When's the internet part of it? There you go.
Show.
All right, we're out. Thanks for hanging. If you want to hear the whole show back, I would encourage you to search Bobby Bones Show on Demand. That's it. Bobby Bones Show on Demand on iHeartRadio or iTunes, and we update every show. Also, like we mentioned earlier, Jake Owen's got a new podcast that you can check out, and it's called Good Company.
What's up, everybody? It's Jake here on Good Company with the Good Company podcast.
And they talk a bunch about growing up and stories, at least in the first episode.
Oh, your mom was so mad. Sally was so mad about that. What about the time we shot the lady in the leg with a BB gun, dude? There's no way I could have shot that shot 3,000 times. Never got that lady.
So it's Jake Owen being Jake. Search Good Company with Jake Owen. He's got his own podcast. Thanks to Kip Moore for stopping by this morning. We'll see Danielle Bradbury tomorrow. Chris Stapleton's going to come by the radio show Thursday, I think. Friday, one of those days. Everybody's got records coming out. Like, it's like the time. The Grammys come out today. Stapleton, best album. Randall Lambert, best album.
Chesney, Little Big Town, Thomas Rhett, Lady A, all the big Best Country Album nominees. So congratulations to them. We got to go. We'll see you Wednesday. Bye, everybody.
The Bobby Bones Show.